Hey, we are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with some folks here that are really pushing that proverbial envelope. Mr. John Ainsworth from CU Ledger. Good to see you as always, John. And then Ted Hassenfeld from Suncoast.
I was here
Welcome back.
That's right. Thank
Welcome
you.
Back. So appreciate you coming back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into talking blockchain distributed ledger technology and what you guys are doing with it, how's the conference going for you all? John, you want to go first?
Yeah, it's going good. I think always this is the highlight of the year, so it's great to see the people. The topics are always fascinating. Mm-hmm. Always a lot of new conversations and some similar conversations that are repeats, but it's been great.
Well, what you guys are doing is something new, and Ted, you guys are diving in head first with it. So let's let's talk about CU Ledger, your relationship, and where is it at right now? Because I want to know where you guys are in the process, and then we can dive into like how you're going to use it and all that good stuff. So where are you in the process, Ted?
So we're starting out really vetting out the member experience with CU Ledger and my CU ID. I think John has talked a lot about it. I've seen him on some of these broadcasts in terms of, you know, the technology is there. Suncoast is an investor in CU Ledger, and we started coding on the member experience and what that's going to look like in our digital channels, right? So we want to see what that experience is to the member, the benefit to the member, and what they're going to get out of it. And we think, you know, with enhanced data security, you know, with GDPR becoming, you know, potentially headed this way, these are very beneficial to our member. And then other use cases are going to come down the road that I think that are really going to kick this thing.
Once we start seeing the use cases, I think it's going to really snowball. Yep. John, let's step back a little bit, because last year we talked about, you were just announcing this whole thing.
We opened the doors officially for the company here at GSC last year, so we opened the doors and we announced the MyCU ID as kind of our first showcase, so it's been a crazy year.
What's happened? Well, let's talk about the crazy year real briefly. Yep. What has happened in the last 365 days?
Yeah, well, the first thing is obviously opening the doors, and so having investors, great guys like Suncoast, we always have a long history. They've always been known for being thoughtful about innovation and always trying to drive the increased engagement for the members, so it's a natural fit for them to be an investor partner. So we went through the process, raised the full raise, so that was part of the year. At the same time, we were actually going through the design phase of the technology just to make sure we had great benefit of everything that's developed. It changes so fast. Then we actually went through the development part, so kind of through fourth quarter, and now we're kind of in deployment, and this is kind of the part where we say, okay, all the assumptions were great, everything made sense, we think we know what we're solving. Now it's all about the members, so let's really go in with mindfulness and test. Are those assumptions right, and can we really make a difference?
Which is where Suncoast comes in. That is a natural progression here. So what attracted you initially to this? I mean, I know you guys are a very progressive credit union. You guys are doing all sorts of really cool stuff out there, technology-wise, member service-wise, all that good stuff. So what was your initial attraction?
Well, the initial attraction was to, you know, just knowing blockchain was going to be, you know, a technology of the future. Mm-hmm. Didn't necessarily have the use cases, you know, hammered out, and I think we're still hammering those out.
Right.
Now, MyCU ID came out of that, right?
Right.
And so we have control of our own online banking and mobile application code, unlike, you know, some credit unions have to rely on a vendor to do that. So we feel that we can embed that into our mobile application experience for our members, whether we brand it as enhanced security or we do it behind the scenes for them, whatever, and start registering a digital identity for them with MyCU ID, then we're going to be able to take that and other partners that we're actually talking to for other use cases. It's going to be very beneficial to our member. They can call into our call center, immediately be validated, you know, without asking all those questions.
Thank you for that.
It's what they've done because they validated through our mobile app and have a digital identity that they control.
Right.
That's what's so exciting from Suncoast's point of view, is that and then where that is going to go into the future.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. John, how is it working with Suncoast? Again, there's such a progressive credit union out there. It must be almost a dream come true working with these guys. You know?
It is, but for reasons you might not think about.
Okay.
So you have those that are innovative, that are almost innovative without the appropriate kind of caution and prudence and discipline. And so the thing that I appreciate about Suncoast is they're innovative and they're driving for the new technologies, but in the mindset of, let me make sure we're commercially disciplined and we've stuck with the fundamentals and we've asked the right appropriate questions and we're taking the right actions out of the outcome. So for us, we're obviously excited about the technology. We all know there's something here, but having the right commercial discipline, start small so you can scale big.
Right.
It's a great partnership in that sense, so we don't get all excited, go build something only to find out, you know what, we didn't get it right. So it's a great relationship.
Indeed. So we're talking security, GDPR, painful member experience.
Let's pick one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but these are all the things that you're addressing, though, right? And this is where MyCUID comes in. I've seen the demo of MyCUID.
Yep. It's live. It's real now.
It's real.
It's real.
It's impressive. So what are your thoughts on it? And then, John, I'll let you add to it a little bit. So
yeah, my thoughts. I'll actually piggyback on what John just said. And by the way, our CEO is the former CIO, so we have a
very nice. It's ingrained.
It's ingrained in Suncoast, a very technology minded. But I think that the MyCUID, how we're going right now, is just the start. Right, we have to get this digital identity that addresses all those things you just talked about. But it's where it's going. I mean, for example. Crazy use cases. Can they go up to an ATM machine and literally with MyCUID get money out with, you know, cardless transactions? I mean, it can go so many different directions, right? Mm-hmm. But we need to start, you know, with the basics here, get the digital identity set, and then we'll see where that goes. Right. I think that use cases will take off after that.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. And, you know, we all agree, too, this whole data privacy trend. There's a lot of conversation here going about KYC. Mm-hmm. And what's fascinating to me is KYC has always been a regulatory check the box, right? So we always say KYC, and it's like, are we a compliant? It really should be something actually of member benefit. Your customer. Mm-hmm. So how can we take the technologies and enhance that? So if I'm a member and I come into Suncoast, I can use that to actually have more information, better user experience. So KYC should be something for advantage, and it's not where it's at today. So
are we looking at it from a different lens, or should we flip?
Well, imagine that, right? So imagine that. I won't say we're looking at it a different lens. I would say we're looking at it dimensionally to make sure that we're looking through the appropriate lenses.
Okay.
So does the technology work? Yep. Are we solving the right member experience? Are we mindful of the regulatory implications, right? Are we taking the advantages of what other country markets have already deployed?
Mm-hmm.
This feels a lot like EMV, as I've said, where other country markets are already having experimentation. Mm-hmm. So it's through all those lenses, and they all have to be balanced, right? Mm-hmm. But it is live, it is real, and so I'm very excited about getting to the next level.
Yeah.
And I think what's fascinating is we have our live showcase here. Last year, people were saying, what's the difference between blockchain and Bitcoin, right? So I kind of got heckled, you know, are you into cryptocurrency?
Careful. Be careful.
The conversations now are kind of like, well, how many do you have deployed? When can I get it? What was that, you know, what's the workflow? And so the mind shift of like, okay, now we're getting somewhere, the market's starting to mature a little bit.
Yep.
Now let's really make sure we can solve it. It's been a fast run for just a year. Credit unions are not known for moving that fast within a year, you know?
Yeah, this is something new. This is something new.
But
it's a good new, though, because this is something that has to be done, because I think once it gets implemented, we ain't going back. This is something that...
The one point I want to make, too, that for Ted's benefit, you know, we talk about the learning. Part of the learning is, remember, this started off as, could we solve back office call center fraud?
Right.
That was really the only use case we were trying to solve for. And we said, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
I appreciate the perspective of Suncoast. I said, well, wait a minute. That's not really the bigger play. That's not really the bigger member pain point. We're going to have to walk a little slower and methodical about proving it out, but let's really go after something that can make a true difference. And so that was great feedback from kind of the research to action, and it really informed of how we're thinking about it now. So it's a great example of the collaboration and how technology, we got it, but you have to have it informed by the true member experience. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate their contribution, and where we're at now is advanced from where we started.
Yeah, how are you going to educate the member on this? Because this is going to be a whole new world, pardon my Disney reference, but it's going to be a whole new, really cool world for them. But we have to educate the member, like we've educated the industry on it. So how do you educate the member on this?
Well, I think it's a good time to educate the member on it, especially if we take it from the enhanced security standpoint, right? Everybody has such an awareness right now of data security and everything. I think that's where we start with is the education on, hey, we have this enhanced security method, and you know, don't have to mention all the underlying technologies but that's the benefit to them to start with, and then the use cases that come out after that, I think will just obviously help enhance that member experience. Mm-hmm. But I think that the education of the member is actually going to be one of the easier parts, just because of where we are in today's society.
Yeah. I think they'll be excited about it.
Yeah,
well, and to be honest, if we've done our job right, they really won't know about my part, right?
What they'll know is
wait a minute, I don't have to go through three different interactions how I actually experience my relationship with Suncoast, wait a minute, I don't have to go through the password reset. So if we've done it right, the benefit will actually be because of what they've enhanced for the member experience. We'll be kind of the nutty professors underneath making it safe, simple,
that's very
and smart.
True.
So
Absolutely.
If we do it right, the member won't even have to know about it.
Exactly.
Right?
I think there's going to be a collective hallelujah from the membership for sure.
That's right.
Okay, next question is when? When? I don't mean to like pigeonhole anybody, but I'm super anxious about this. I don't know. I'm sure you guys are anxious about it times 10. So is there a when? I mean, when can we expect it?
Well, this is a pilot, right?
Okay.
So part of the,
that's fine.
So the technology part, we were very aggressive on to make sure we had it right and live, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the part actually where we need to slow down a little bit in the cadence to make sure we actually do the member right.
Okay.
So I'm not going to put him on the we actually have 5 pilots actually going on right now. They are testing actually the member experience through web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We actually have an experience through 5 with John Best and ConnectFS for Alexa. We're also testing the back office call center. So this is the part where we just want to let the information and the process guide itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be too long.
Trust me, right?
We all have a sense of urgency, but I don't want to put pressure on Ted.
You want to do it right.
Yeah.
Because I've been talking to other people here about this, because I've seen the demo and I'm kind of close to it as well. And they're all asking me, well, when? So I'm like, gosh, I mean, I think there's a collective anxiousness to get this rolling because it's so cool.
Yeah, I think that the initial pilot and what we're working on is not going to be something that's going to take a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll figure it out from there, you know, how we move forward.
But
it's not going to be something we're talking about still implementing next year.
Oh, no.
So, I'm really excited about
it. Well, and this is, again, like you said, Johnny, this is something you want to do right. You want to get it right because this is a... Again, this is an over-the-top cool experience.
Yeah,
it's a game changer. When I first saw it, I immediately thought, hey, this is an iPhone experience. When the iPhone first came out, I went, oh my gosh, this is really going to turn
everything
on its head.
There's some similarities, mm-hmm. And so if you asked us what does success look like this year, right? So that may be a better way to define it. We want to have actually the 5 kind of use case pilots actually have some level of market experience.
Okay.
Our plan next year would be to kind of go to a broader, more full commercialization.
Okay.
So you're going to see more of a readiness through the end of the year. I won't give you the number, but it's respectable.
Okay.
We've said that we believe 1 million users on the platform and combination of all those pilots is reachable. And so that's our kind of key to success.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, it's not waiting forever, but we do want to make sure we stayed methodical through the process.
Yeah.
Execute small, scale big, right?
That's right. And speaking of scaling, I think, again, once it gets going, and once you get some use cases, this thing's going to snowball.
Yep.
I think you're right. It's going to snowball. Because we're going to get some more great credit unions like Suncoast involved, and the word's going to spread like wildfire.
Sure. So. Yeah, and you know, the thing I'll close with, I think I'm excited about, is we're finally seeing, too, where technology is actually connecting with advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of conversation about how do we advance credit unions to be that more trusted advisor, that advocate. What we're doing on the data privacy side for this and KYC actually could elevate. So what I'm excited about is not only the excitement about the technology, what we could do for the member and what we could do for the industry, there's some interesting opportunities. So even knowing that those could align is kind of new for me. You know?
Yeah, the whole privacy thing. Any final words, Ted? Any final words of wisdom here?
We're excited. I appreciate you talking to us about it. And I think we'll keep you updated.
Okay.
You need to bring us back in a few months and talk to us.
There you go. John, anything else to add?
Nope, I think that's a great
closing.
All right.
Congratulations, guys.
All right.
This is. I mean,